This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good evening, everyone. We continue in Daf HaShavua. We're up to Masechta Yevamos, Daf Ayin Ches Amud Aleph. We begin tonight, Ayin Zayin Amud Beis, two lines from the bottom. And the Gemara is going back to Machlokes, Reb Shimon and Reb Yehuda in the Mishnah regarding the females of Mitzrayim, where Reb Shimon made a Kav HaChomer, that if the females of Ammon and Moab, where the males are usher forever, the females are mutter, so Mitzri, where the males are only usher for three generations, certainly the females should be usher. And Reb Yehuda is of the opinion, no, the females are always, the females are usher for three generations, because it says, Banim asher yivoldu lohem dar shlishi, that anyone who's born, male or female, is usher for three generations. Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan said, Ilav the Amar Rabbi Yehuda hakos of Talon Beleda. If Rabbi Yehuda would not have written this argument that the Isser of Mitzri, even for females, is dependent on birth, he never would have found his hands and feet in the Beis HaMedrash. He would not have any standing ground. It's only because he said that male and female are usher that he's a viable opinion. Why? Because we know there's a machloikis between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yossi, that the Isser against marrying a Mamzer, an Amoini, a Moavi, an Egyptian, an Adoimi is into marrying Kahal Hashem, that in other words, are they allowed to marry a ger from another nation? In other words, can they marry gerim? And Rabbi Yossi is of the opinion that they're allowed to marry gerim because gerim are not considered the Kal Hashem. They're a separate congregation by themselves. They're not considered the Kal Hashem. But Rabbi Yehuda is of the opinion that gerim are the Kal Hashem, and therefore an Adoimi, a Mitzri, a Mamzer cannot marry gerim. So according to Rabbi Yehuda, these individuals are not allowed to marry gerim because he holds kahal gerim ikri kal. Congregation of gerim is considered a kal by itself. So mitzri sheni b'mayitar. How would a second generation mitzri ever turn into a third generation? Because who would he marry? Who exactly would a mitzri sheni marry if you're going to say that a Mitzri Sheni female is mutter? Well, then that means a Mitzri Sheni is part of the Kahal. If so, so the males can never marry the females. If the males can never marry the females, then who exactly is the Mitzri marrying to ultimately get the Isser of Mitzri to the third generation? Look at Rashi. Rashi says on Ayin Zayin Amud Beis, Kivan da Amar Mar Kahal Ger Mikri Kahal in Masech LeKedushin. If the Kevos are mutter permitted, are permitted immediately, they're a Kahal, and a Mitzvah Rishayna can't marry them, a Mitzvah Shnia can't marry them, so then who exactly does the Mitzvah Rishayn and Cheney marry, that the next generation would be considered third generation? So says the Gemara, well, maybe Dilma di Avar Venosov, it's talking about that if the Egyptian Mitzri, Ger, married the female, even though he wasn't allowed to, the third generation is permitted. Maybe Taka, you wouldn't be allowed to, but it's talking about where he went ahead and he did it anyway. Says Gemara, no, di'i loi, the pasuk would not talk about cases of where a person went ahead and did an isser, even though they're not allowed to. It's not mistaber that the Torah's permission then in the third generation, the Mitzri becomes Mutter, is talking about a scenario where the Mitzri went ahead and violated marrying the Mitzris. Says Gemara, what do you mean? You're saying the Torah doesn't talk about cases of violation? Hare Mamzer, di'i v'kasvakra. The situation of a Mamzer is where somebody went ahead and did an Isser, and yet the Torah still talks about it. Says Gemara, di'i li'i sura kasav. A case of if that could bring to an Isser the Torah writes about. Namely, where somebody lived with a relative, produced a Mamzer. It talks about that because that could lead to an Isser. So that we know that if a Mamzer in fact is created, you can't live with it. But de'i lehatera loikasa, but a case of if that leads to a heter, namely, that the Mitzri violated the Isser and lived with the Mitzris, in order to tell me the heter of the third generation, where we only say de'i to warn someone of an Isser, we're not going to say if they violated to give a case of heter. Says Gemara, we don't say a case of violation for heter. Hare machzer grushasai, but if somebody takes back his grusha, where de'i lehetera, that's a case where a person violated it, but the child is mutter, and yet the Torah wrote it, v'kasei, the Torah wrote it anyway. Says Gemara, hasa misham ikari suruhu dekasei. There it wrote the case of machzer grushasai to tell me the Iker Isser, and Agavorcha mentioned that if you have a child, the child is mutter. Okay, now the Gemara is going to discuss the fact that by the Isser of Mitzri, it says Banim and it says Dairais. Why do we need both phraseologies, Banim, children, and Dairais? What's the Lashon of the Pasuk? It says, Banim Asheivodu Lehem Dair Shlishi. So, it says banim and it says dar. It says Gemara Tan Rabbanim Nemar banim lama nemar doyrais and nemar doyrais lama nemar banim. If it says banim, why does it say doyrais? If it says doyrais, why does it say banim? It says Gemara im nemar banim v'loy nemar doyrais. If it would say banim and it wouldn't say doyrais, how you see? I would have said bain rishain v'sheni aser. If it would say banim, I would mistakenly read it to mean the firstborn son and the secondborn son are usher. The thirdborn son is mutter. I would say banim means literally the sons, the number of sons, not generations. Lekach nemar doiros, therefore it says generations, to teach that sons is not the number of the son, but rather it's the generation. Then nemar doiros, and if it would say generations, like nemar banim, I would have said, the Torah is only referring to those who actually stood on Har Sinai. If it would just say, let's say, Dar Shlishi, Avayuhena, without saying Banim, that so you would think it means that starting with the third Dar from Klal Yisrael, who stood on Har Sinai, then they're allowed to marry into Mitzrayim. So basically it's saying that those Jews who stood on Har Sinai, the first and second generation can't marry Mitzriim or Edoimim, but the grandchildren can. So if it would say Doirois, you would say the third generation of Jews is allowed to marry Mitzriim. So therefore it had to say Banim. Now we darshan some other psukim in the context of Mitzri. It says Lohem. It says to them, Banim Ashivaldu Lohem, which means Menei Mehem Menei. You count the three generations from them. Lahem, then it says, not to them, but for them. So it says two things. Banim asher yivoldu lahem. And it says, Dar Shlishi Yavai Lohem Bekal Hashem. The first Lohem, Banim Asher Yivoldu Lohem, which means Menei Mehem, you count the three generations from them, they are generation number one. Lohem, says halech achar psula, and you follow their disqualification. If either an Egyptian who's a zachar or an adoimi who's a zachar, if they convert and they marry Yisraelis, or if a Yisrael marries a woman from Mitzrayim or Edom, we follow whoever is the convert. The children will take on the psul of whoever is the convert, whether it's the father or the mother. The Torah needed to write to them, and it had to write who were born. Lohem implies that we count the three generations from the ger itself, and it had to say who are born. Implying that the third generation is the third generation that's born. So how do we reconcile this? Di kas rachmana ashar yivaldu. If the Torah would write that the sons that are born have aminim ibneim min menei, I would say the Torah is saying you counted the generations from the sons. If it would say ashar yivaldu, then I would think you count the generations from their sons, son, grandson, great grandson. Kas rachmana lahem, that we start counting from them. Because rachmana lahem have amina, that a mitzvah mu'uberesh and esgarif, an Egyptian, is pregnant and then she converts. You might think if it would have said lahem that her and her son is one generation. So kas rachmana sher yivaldu, no, they could count as two generations. Now, it needs to say for them over here, and it needs to say to him by a mamzer. Why do I need both of these psukim? That it says lohem by mitzri, and it says loy by mamzer. If the Torah only write over here that this din, again, we're in the din of halach achar psulan. If the Torah only wrote halach achar psulan by mitzri mishum deval misila mitipa psula, I would say because the mitzri, he comes from a contaminated drop. Ava mamzer deval mitipa kshera, a mamzer who comes from a drop which is kosher. Why is that? Because at least the mamzer's father was kedasu kedin, emaloi, I would say that he's not thrown out. Because rachmana gabe mamzer, if the Torah only say it by mamzer, mishum de'in roi lovoi bekala oilam, because a mamzer is not fit to come into the congregation ever. And therefore, that's why we follow the psul, whoever the psul is. Aval hachaba by a mitzri, who the third generation is permitted, emaloi, I would say that we don't automatically just follow the psul tzricha, so I need both cases. Now we come to the very interesting sugya of, okay, what exactly is a third generation mitzri? Let's say one parent is generation 2 and the other parent is generation 1. Do we say, well, one of the parents is generation 1, so the descendants is generation 2, or do we say one of the parents is generation 2, so the child is ready generation 3? Amar Rabbi Barachan Rabbi Yochanan Mitzri Sheni Shnas Mitzas Vishaina. You have a two generation that married a first generation. Benashli Shehavai. We're lenient and we say the kid is already mutter. The kid is a third generation. Alma Kosavar Basar Didei Shadinale. So, if we consider it a shlishi, doesn't that mean we follow him? Masa Rabbi Yosef questioned this. Rabbi Tarfon said, Yechoyle mamzerim li tahar. Mamzerim have a way to become tahar. Kate said, how would a mamzer become tahar? Mamzer nasa shivcha. A mamzer marries a shivcha. Havlad eved. The vlad is an eved. Shichra, you free the vlad. Nimsa ben chayrim. Alma basa didei shaninalei. So this shows that we don't follow him, we follow her. Because the mamzer marries the shivcha produces avadim. We don't say the avadim are mamzerim. He frees the eved, and the eved is now your son. So we see that we follow her, because the mother is the Shivcha. And yet Rabbi Yochanan said that if he's first generation, if he's second generation, and he marries a first generation, the kid's a third generation. So Rabbi Yochanan says we follow him, and Rav Tarfon says we follow her. Says the Gemara, Shani Hasam. There, when if the mother's a Shivcha, we follow a different category of rules. The Amar Kra, because the pasuk says, Ha'isha v'iladeha tialadoineha, the woman and her offspring belong to the master. So there's a special gzeres hakasav by a shivcha that we follow the status of the shivcha, even though by mitzri we'll follow his status. If he's a two and he marries a one, then the kid is a three. Masav Rava. Rava asked, I'm Rav Yehuda. Rav Yehuda said, this is a brayso we had earlier, Min Yamin ger mitzri hayolicha v'mitamidi Rabbi Akiva. Min Yamin, the ger mitzri was a friend of mine from the students Rabbi Akiva, v'amar, and he said, Ani mitzri rishayin, I am a first generation mitzri, v'nasasi mitzvus rishayna, I married a first generation mitzri, asi livni mitzri shniya. So I'm a first generation, and I married a first generation, and my son, who's a second generation, I'll marry him to a second generation. Ben Bini, Roy Love, because my grandson is fit to come into the Kal. Now, and if you're going to say that we follow him, and then in that case, when a second generation Mitzri marries a first generation, then we say the kid's a shlishi. Afilu rishayna nami. Then the din should be that even if Minyamin's son would have married a first generation, the kid would still be permitted. In other words, we're saying that basar didei, we follow him. So then why did he have to marry his son to a second generation, even if he married off his son to a first generation? But we follow him, and the son was second generation, so his son should automatically be third, even if he married first. So the Gemara answers this. Ha'amar le Rabbi Yochanan l'tana. Rabbi Yochanan said to the Tana who taught this braisa, Tanei Rishayna. We're going to make the following little tweak to the braisa, that I'll take from my son a first generation, and his kids will be fit lavei roi lavei b'kahal. In other words, you're asking such a good stira that we have to just amend what Rabbi Yochanan said. Rabbi Dimi came sending Rabbi Yochanan mitzvah sheni shana sa mitzvah rishayna bina sheni hava a mitzvah sheni. That married a mitzvah rishayna. The bina is a sheni, not like Rabbi Yochanan in the first version. Alma basar yimei shadin alei. According to this version, it shows that we follow the mother. Amalei Abaye, but Abaye said, Elohada amar Rabbi Yochanan. Hifrish chatas mu baras v'yolda. Someone designated an animal that's pregnant and it gave birth, ratza miskaperba. So again, somebody designated an animal that was pregnant for a carbon chatas, and the someone designated a animal that's pregnant as a chatas, and then shitaka gave birth, ratza miskaperba. So, someone designated an animal that's pregnant, and the animal gave birth. So, if you want, you could be miskaper with the chatas itself. Ratzim miskaper is bevlada. Now, the Gemara asks, Iyamrit Bishloma Uber Lav Yarachimayhu, if the Uber is not a part of the thigh of the mother, Havalei Kamafrish Techatois Achrayas. So it's like a case where somebody designated two carbon chatois as a guarantee for each other. Vam Ravoishia, Hifrish Techatois Achrayas. It's only designated two chatois, and they're responsible for each other. Miskaper ba'achas me'am ashniya tira. So he atones for one of them, and the second one, you let the animal graze. But ela i'amrid uber yarachimai, if the uber is part and parcel of the mother, havale vlad chatos, then, when a person designates an animal that's muberes for a chatos, the chatos is considered a chatos under those circumstances. Uvlad chatos lemisa azil, meaning if uber lav yarachimai, if the embryo is not considered an extension of the mother. But we learned as follows that you use one of them to be mechaper, and the second one you let it graze. But the problem is, then it's a vlad chatos, and a vlad chatos goes automatically lemisa. So Rav Dimi didn't have an answer to that. Ishtik, he was silent. Amale, so Abai said to Rav Dimi, maybe there's an answer over here. Dilma Shani Hasam, maybe there, in the case of the descendants, the children of the rams, by these two, Gerim, who are from Mitzrayim, Dichsev Asher Yivoldu, it says, then are born, HaKosav Tali Beleida, the same svar that they told the Beis Yosef, that the Pasuk makes it dependent on their birth. Amar Lei, so Rav Dimi said back, Karkafta, you important person, Chazise L'Reishe Bene Amude, I saw your head between the two pillars in the Beis HaMikdash, Ki Amar Rav Yochanan L'Hashmaita, when Rav Yochanan said this teaching. This was such an important teaching that I saw Rav Yochanan was all by himself to be able to misnahig in this fashion. Okay, Rabbi Isai. That's Ayin Ches Amud Aleph for now. And we're going to try to do Ayin Ches Amud Beis Thursday night. Okay? Thank you very much for joining. And I wish everyone a wonderful night. Kol tov.
Thank you all. Good for us.
Okay. Bye-bye.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.